Welcome to the Messiah's Branch Broadcast, a one-hour prophecy program on the American Voice Radio Network, featuring Pastor Dan of the Messiah's Branch Ministry. And now, here's Pastor Dan.
Greetings. Welcome to Branch Prophecy Hour. We are broadcasting live from the Flint Hills of Kansas, and we're on the American Voice Radio Network. Today's date is October 7th, 2021. Thanks to the world, most don't realize that, but we are in that time at the end, and that's the time before Messiah's glorious return. So it's time to get out of sin in the world and look to the holy city. Look to the one who suffered and died for you. Hear the sound of the shofar. Heed the warning. Get right now before it's too late. Please make the choice for you, should or not. If you need help after the program, call me. I'll pray for you or with you. If you get the machine, leave your name, number, prayer request, and or message. Just go ahead and call me on my cell phone. Text me first. 316-619-4886. Now, you can always find updates and breaking news all about the Wichita Mission Church radio program archives, contact information, everything you need to know about the ministry hub, or at our ministry hub, just prophecyhour.com. Sorry, folks, about clicking my ink pen. That was picked up on radio. Anyway, we are a national satellite radio program, simulcast live on the net internationally, podcast, YouTube, on some FM stations, so pray about supporting airtime. It's not free. Your donations keep us on the air. Let's thank our listener base this week. That's, we're at Moscow, the Russian Federation, Paris, France, Wuhan, China. I think you all heard of that place before. And, of course, cities in general in the United States, such as Portland, Oregon, Aurora, Illinois, Honolulu, Hawaii, Kansas City, Missouri. Boy, you got a lot of we got a lot of listeners over there. That is when it goes to our podcast later on tonight. That's at branch.podomatic.com. Send me a text. Let me know what city you're hailing from, especially if we've never mentioned your city before. Excuse me. Follow us and share us at Twitter. That's Pastor Dan Catlin at Brent77. Prayer, and then we'll bring on tonight's guest. Yes, that's guest, plural. Your Heavenly Father, in Yeshua HaMashiach's name I pray. Father, I pray radio tonight goes according to your will, not our will, Father. Please give everyone out their ears in which to hear and understand the truth in these terrible times. So in Yeshua HaMashiach's name, bless this program tonight. Amen and amen. Well, folks, you've been hearing the commercial, at least I think you have. I hear it as the program goes in and out, talking about a place of safety. So, and even at the website, which is arkhaven.org, it says, is God calling you to the Ozarks? You know, I've been saying for over 20 years the world is in turmoil. Most just don't see it. But, yes, some are waking up. I believe those waking up are in part folks who have had their names written in the book of life. In fact, some have came together recently to bring in the Arkhaven vision to life. A vision, a direction given by an angel to Kenneth Upton Grove over 50 years ago. This place uses the intentional neighbors concept. It's not a cult farm, but a place where neighbors work side by side as it should be. Well, I've heard over and over years of many people being obedient and preparing a place like this, and yes, there's other places out there. Most of those are independent places. But this place is, God is calling multitudes of Christian preppers to the Ozarks to prepare for this time of social, economic, and spiritual breakdown of American society. Boy, you can say that a million times over. In these end times, learn spiritual lessons on why and how to prepare. They'll even help you with that. Where to prepare is the Ozarks, and when to prepare is when. Well, I think right now. So let's welcome Kenneth up to Grove. Are you there, Ken?
Yes, I am, and thank you so much, Brother Dan.
All right. Well, you are the founder, and we will also bring on Scott from Mark Haven. Are you with us, Scott?
I am. Thank you, Pastor Dan, for having us on.
Well, amen and amen. You know, I brought you both on today to get an update. And so one of you, maybe you could do it, Randy, give a small overview about what the place is like, and then we'll bring Ken, and Ken can make comments about what the updates are or whatever. Go ahead, Randy. Or, Scott?
All right. We actually currently have five phases. A phase is a body of land anywhere from 171 acres to 1,800 acres. Each phase has its own specialty. Some are good for growing crops. Some are good for cattle. Some are good for goats, water. Of course, people live in all the phases. All the phases have common areas. The common areas allow homesteaders and people to get together and excel above their expectations by having more land to be able to do things that they normally wouldn't be able to do. We have jobs. We're building homes. We have infrastructure, equipment, sawmills, cattle co-ops, just an opportunity to live sustainable and to grow together, Christ-centered, like-minded people, and it's getting better every day. We have lots and lots of people coming. We have quite a few people here now that live here full-time. We are now in the home building stage. We probably have 9 to 10 homes with foundations built and homes built completely, and it's just getting better and better each day.
Amen. We'll get into the whole concept of it, but maybe, Ken, maybe you ought to tell us that. What is the original Ark Haven concept, and what do you think about the progress, brother?
I'm absolutely amazed at what has happened in just 1 year's time. We started all this actually buying land August of last year, so we're just barely a year old, and yet in that time, an awful lot of people, I don't know how many people, any. Scott can probably fill us in on that, but the point is that in an extremely short period of time, a huge miracle has happened. I think it's just unprecedented. I don't know of any other example that can even come close to this, as far as the number of people who have joined us and are very enthusiastic and very excited. I'm always amazed. I'm so pleased at how much excitement is in the voice of the people who call me. And I have now surely talked to well over 100 people here on my phone here in my office here in Springdale. I'm just overjoyed with it all. And you know, people from other countries. There's a lady, a Dutch lady in South Africa that is calling and wants to join. I don't know if she'll make it, but the point is, people from other countries are wanting to come over here and be a part of what we're doing.
That's fantastic. Getting people from other countries, and that's one of the things, you know, our radio program does. That's why we say hello to everybody around the world, because we have a lot of overseas listeners and people who listen to radio programs, and that's, you know, it's just really an amazing world. But, you know, Ken, sticking with you for a minute, this vision was given to you. You waited, what, 50 years for this?
Yes. In 1971, my pastor was preaching that all Christians had a calling, a purpose, a ministry purpose for their life. So I went out praying for several nights running before the Lord told me and briefly, simply said that I was to prepare a place for his people for a time when things would be exponentially worse than the Depression, that I was prepare a place physically, mentally, and spiritually for these people. So that's how it all started. I didn't understand it very well, but I was nonetheless faithful to it and let the Holy Spirit develop it. And the a better understanding of it over the years. And then in, I was living in an entirely different place when the Holy Spirit told me to move to the northwest corner of Arkansas to the Ozarks. And I spent a couple of years just traveling to the northwest Arkansas to see if the Holy Spirit would confirm that calling, and he did in a most profound way. But all of this is in my testimony on my website, so I won't go into it unless you really want me to, Dan.
I'm going to ask Scott. So then, about a year ago, then back to you, Scott. You got involved. How did you get involved with this?
Well, my wife and I were introduced to Brother Ken through an aunt, and we invited him to our home in Branson, Missouri, where we'd lived for 21 years. My wife and I are longtime preparedness people. Back in 2015, the Father laid it on our hearts to find a safe place for our family. So my wife and I had been studying strategic relocation and safe places in America for many years, and we were blessed enough to find a 20-acre parcel, which is now a part of Phase 1, which is now 250 acres. And we met Mother Ken and kept inviting him and found that we aligned on many, many things, and we just grew to love him. And through a chain of events and, of course, what we all know as COVID, I started fasting. I received a phone call from an acquaintance who advised me to accelerate and told me that a trigger was going to be pulled and the world would never be the same again. 2 weeks later, COVID happened, so I started fasting. And through that, we knew that the Father had called me to fulfill the vision that he had given Ken Upthegrove 50 years prior. And so we shared a little bit of this with Brother Ken, and an opportunity came out, and the miracle started. The Father opened up the gates of heaven, and they haven't stopped since.
Yeah, amen, amen. You know, I'd been talking with Ken, I don't even know how, I was trying to articulate last night when we were talking on the phone. I don't even remember how many years that we talked about this over the radio, and Ken was patiently waiting.
Nine,
with that, Ken?
I think it was about 9 years.
About 9 years? Something like that. I figured close to 10, you know, somewhere in there, and it was just miraculous. I myself was even shocked when Ken told me how quick this came together. COVID was the catalyst, wasn't it then?
It was definitely a trigger point. I think that as we watch the progression of the climate, you know, there are many triggers that have been pulled over the years, but certainly COVID was a big trigger that created a lot of people starting to study to show themselves approved, and the Father was orchestrating Ken's vision and the vision that he had given him to obedient people. And so we just were blessed and humbled to be brought together with Brother Ken, and it was very stressful. You know, when you create something like this at this magnitude, not knowing that it would be this magnitude, but very shortly in it, I knew there was, and I felt like that through a lot of fasting that the Father was showing me that everything that I'd ever done in my life was for this moment. And so my life changed radically, you know, and it still is today.
Yeah, amen, amen. Well, what kind of, while we got you up here, what kind of people were there? I mean, you know, and is it hard
you
to
explain it? Yeah, all walks. We have, you know, and we're more diversified today than we were 3 months ago. So as you go through different building stages, the need for different things come about. And through another fast that I did, the Father told me to solicit nothing. If we wanted something, to pray and fast, and he would send it. And so, of course, when he does that, they're over the top. So if we need builders, the Father provides it. If we need doctors, the Father provides it. So you can name it, any walk of life that you can imagine is here. And you asked the question, Brother Ken, how many people do we have? Well, the last count was right at 100, and I can tell you that since that count, I don't know. I mean, there's not a day that goes by other than our Sabbath that we get people here, and today included. And 95% of the people that come here know that the Father sent them, and they pick their land and they start transitioning. It's the craziest thing I've ever seen. Nobody believes it. It's not like anything that has ever happened. I'm at awe, at it daily. It's an absolute miracle. No one else can say it any other way. And so as this thing is continually maturing, we're in I call a third stage. You know, this is one of the funner stages because our stability is better. We've been through a lot of crisis. We've been through a lot of heartaches. We've been through a lot of strains. But, you know, through all of those, it's made us stronger. It's made us more careful. It's made us have better favor with the people that are already here. Our relationships are stronger and grown. And the next phase will even be finer because Brother Ken will be on property.
Amen. Oh, well, that's excitement. Yeah, Ken, you haven't lived on property. Won't you comment and tell us about that? You got a piece of land? Did they pick it out for you? What's the story?
Yeah, there's a stake with a red ribbon on it out there on a top of a mountain of 1,200 feet high with a beautiful tree shadowing over the stake. And then just a little to the left is the most incredible view you can ever imagine. I can see clear to the horizon. I can see rows and rows of mountain tops off to the horizon. So I'll be 85 next month, so I'm not expected to do a whole bunch of physical labor anymore. So I'll get to enjoy the view and get to enjoy the fellowship with all these people. It's just so much fun. The people said, Ken, I'd like to visit with you. Well, I would be delighted to visit with them, you know. It's just so wonderful, so wonderful.
Well, amen. But again, you know, I related the story on one of the programs with one of you two. I read your vision. Your visitation from an angel, no less, that told you, and that you wouldn't even understand the magnitude of what was coming. What do you think about that, Ken?
For me.
Okay, folks. I took him away. Well, you know, this has been a miraculous thing, and your purpose. While you say you're 85, let me ask this, Scott. So is Ken just going to be a useless guy sitting there?
Oh no, man! He still comes and does. When Brother Ken comes, we're going from one place to the other. He's a young 85. Nobody believes that he's 85 years old. So, you know, the Father can roll back time, and he's done it before. And I expect Brother Ken to be here when the Father decides to show up and having all the fun with us. So, you know, he does a lot of speaking. He does a lot of praying. He'll be here soon to dedicate a lot of the land. We are looking forward to having an annual celebration and singings and a lot of good food and good fellowship. And you know, we've married people on property now. We've had three weddings. We've had everything that you can imagine. You know, when you're amongst people, you expect anything, but when you're amongst God's people, you never know what to expect. And, Brother Ken, is young in heart, and in mind and body as well.
Amen. Well, you know, what really strikes me was something that you said that You know, you're doing it by faith. You're bringing it all through prayer and fasting instead of, you know, a human reaction is to start asking and looking, you know, but you're waiting on the Father to do it, and that's just miraculous.
Yeah. Well, you can't do it any other way. It's too hard. We'll mess it up. And so I'm constantly reminded that this community is not mine. It's not Brother Ken's. It's his. And if we take our eyes off of that fact, then he's no longer in charge. It's not his. And so we know that our footsteps are ordered by him. And so I had to get to a point, which was the hardest thing for me, that to not look at the bad things is bad. Who's to say that they're bad? If we truly believe that our footsteps are ordered by him, there's a reason for everything, whether it be good, bad, ugly, or indifferent. And so that type of faith is something that I had to grow over this year, and it's not something that's naturally done. I have always been a person that's got in the Father's way and did a lot of Scottisms in my life, thinking that it was his will and it was really my will.
Right. Right. It is hard to get out of the way and just let him work. I had lesson over lesson, you know, from him over that. I've been in the ministry a long time, but our ministry is also by faith. But anyway, well, we got to go to a break in about a minute. Ken, what's the address? I'll let you tell him. Where do you find your website at?
Oh, it's a real simple. Ark Haven, as in Noah's Ark, ARKHAVEN, just cheating, is one word. .org, .com, so that's where people get tripped up. ArkHaven.org. And my blog, by the way, is just my name, Ken Uptegrove, at .com. KenUptegrove.com takes you to my blog.
Is there not a link there? But the link to your blog and everything else and contact information, that's all over there at ArkHaven.org, right?
Yeah,
on ArkHaven.org, you'll find the link to my blog.
Okay, well, we're going to go to a break, and we'll come back in about 3 minutes.
I can't wait to see what else I want to say,
but we'll be right back.
Okay.
Go away, Pastor Dan will be right back.
In this time of the social and spiritual breakdown of America and the world, in these prophetic end times, God is calling multitudes of Christians to the Ozarks and other safe havens around the world to survive so they can spread the gospel. The Ark Haven Intentional Neighbors Vision is to prepare Christians physically, mentally, and spiritually for these end times. Thousands are coming to the Ozark Mountains in Arkansas and Missouri, where even the CIA says it's one of the safest places on Earth. The Intentional Neighbors concept allows Christian neighbors to own adjacent land to each other so they can aid and help each other. The community is exploding with nurses, a doctor, and other professionals, as well as many others. If you cannot afford to buy a house, you can rent a house. Call 479-502-1789. That's 479-502-1789. Or visit arkhaven.org. That's arkhaven.org. Tell the Pastor Dan sent you.
What would you do if you had to tell a person the most important information in the world, but you knew they wouldn't believe you? Would you tell them? Well, most would. So what is the most important information in the world to all people, nations, and languages? The most important thing to do is to receive Jesus. But the most important thing not to do is don't take the mark of the beast, because those taking the mark of the beast do not get soul death, but are eternally tormented in hell. Revelation 14:11 says, "The smoke of their torment ascendeth up forever and ever, and they have no rest day or night to worship the beast in his image, or whosoever receiveth the mark of his name." But how do you tell them? Give them the book, Miss the Mark. If they'll read this simple, clean, easy-to-read book, they will never take the mark of the beast. One for 20, but don't do that. We offer them shrink-wrap sets of 10 to give away. One set of 10 for 30, two sets 45, four sets 70 at prophecyclub.com. Miss the mark,
Well, we're back. This is Pastor Dan Catlin. You're listening to Massage Branch Prophecy Hour on the American Voice Radio Network. Well, folks, we'll get back talking about the intentional neighbors concept, Ark Haven. Just a couple of words left for me, and we'll get back with Ken and Scott. But pray about, I just want you to pray about supporting the Wichita Mission Church. You know, we're in a part of town that people don't even like to go into, but that's where we should be at. It's down there in the place where the sinners are at and where all the troubles are at. But then we're there. We're an oasis in that storm. So pray about supporting the Wichita Mission Church. We really do need your help. We're just helping a lot of people. All donations, no matter what size, helps. And the Father notices all donations that come from where? Your heart, of course. If you don't wish to help with support, consider a donation for Radio Airtime. Your donations keep us on the air. Radio isn't free, and so it's your donations that keep us there. You can donate online, mail a check or money order, call and give a donation over the phone, and you can find all the information at where? ProphecyHour.com. And welcome back, Ken and Randy. You both still there, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Amen.
You still there, Scott?
Yes, sir.
Oh, yes, sir. Okay. All right. I sorry if I get names mixed up. I do a lot of radio. Anyway, let's pick this back up. I want to talk to you a second, Scott. I want you to look. As a stranger comes there, I mean, is it hard for them to fit in? I mean, do they adjust easy? Does they get help? You know, what's the story?
Well, there's never any strangers. In fact, the way our process is set up, we have many conversations. Brother Ken and I, we don't share our conversations. We want to have completely raw conversations before a person comes. We get to know them. That way, when we come and they spend time with us, they are staying close to us in the Ozarks. We pick them up. We try to break bread with them as possible. And we spend some amazing time getting to know each other. You know, there's no saying that by the end of your life, you'll be able to count your real friends on one hand. And if you think about the intimacies and the intricacies that you have to go through, the sorrows and the happiness to build that relationship, I look at them straight in the eye and I give them that scenario and I say, we don't have time for that. We have to be absolutely real with each other and trust each other in a way that you've never trusted anyone before. And without that type of relationship, none of us will exist. So are you ready to have that relationship? And that's where it all starts, and that's where we mean it. And so we don't really meet. We are instantly brothers. They're instantly called here. And I know that might sound foolish to some people, but we've seen it over and over and over and over again, and it will continue. We know who belongs here after two conversations. Brother Ken is a master at what he does because the Holy Spirit is leading him through every word. And I am a student of it myself, and we want to do and to be with the people that the Father sends here, bottom line. And so we trust that they are the ones that are here, and we take it from there.
Amen. Ken, you want to add to that?
It's very important that people first meet me, the one with the vision, and then that they meet Randy, the one who can really give them the land and the understanding of the community. If you can give them by, first off, just talking to them on the phone. We vet everybody quite extensively in order to make sure that they understand what we're doing, so that we can be sure that this is what the Holy Spirit is leading them to do, and that they will be excited about it, and really know before they even step foot on the land. They're always full of anticipation because we have very carefully make sure that this is the right person to do this. We just do not want to see anybody make a mistake, so we're very careful.
Yeah, amen. Well, here's a concept, and I know a lot of people, and we've addressed it practically on every program we've talked, but we're going to address it again because we get new listeners all the time. But how does that work? I mean, you know, is this your faith over there, Ken, or is it Scott's faith? Whose faith is it? Who's the leader over there? I mean, you tell everybody else what to do. What's the story?
The Holy Spirit is the leader. We try our best to not be the leader. We try our best to let every person be the king of their own castle and the one who dictates their own faith. We have a little saying that I read to everybody when they call me. We have no boss or leader or preacher or mandatory doctrine, but we sure have some diversity and doctrines and languages and races and so on. But to look very, very insistent that they understand that this is a Holy Spirit move of God, that this is something that where the Holy Spirit is bringing together people who at least understand the purpose of all this, to prepare for the end times. And no matter how what their eschatology is, we all realize that we're in the latter last days and that we need to join together with the brethren. We already know from experience that any church we've ever been in, there wasn't 100% agreement, even among the pastors, much less the congregation and the leaders. So there's always that diversity. And so we learn to love each other as Jesus loves us and accepts us and how he accepts us, so we should accept each other. He lived and died for us, so we should be willing to live and die for each other. It's based on being neighbors, not being in what denomination or doctrinal group we're in, but simply understanding the time we're in and the calling that the Holy Spirit has given these people. But they're coming to Randy and me, to Scott and me. I'm sorry. I keep Scott Poon, two names. People are drawing these people to us in the first place. And so they're already like-minded, 99%, very much like-minded. And so all we have to do is just let them talk long enough to hear their testimony. We don't have to ask a lot of questions and sound like a drill sergeant or a police detective. We just simply let them talk and let them express themselves. And very shortly, it's self-evident to both them and to myself and to Scott that, yes, the Lord sent them. What else do we need to know?
Amen. Amen. I'd like to hear what you got to say about that, Scott.
Well, you know, the worst thing that man ever did was to scream for a king. So the saying that we say is there's no bosses, no rulers, no kings, but King Jesus. And that sums it up. You know, I've watched some other models that are out there and they're all great, but we didn't want some man sitting on a hill making all the rules and dictating everyone's life, telling us what to believe, what to do. Now there's order, there is certainly organization, but you know what? You've got to be able to sit and hear another person's doctrine, maybe their beliefs, without offense. And that way the Holy Spirit is given liberty to teach truth. You know, all of us were given the grace to believe what we believe today, but there's no better teacher than the Holy Spirit. And we all have to remember that the Word talks about awakening, that there will be a time that things will be revealed. And so unless we become as babes in learning, willing to hear truth, and if we're all so puffed up and set in our ways to point to where we can't hear that truth, then it would be impossible. And, you know, we have to sometimes let down our guard and realize that we're human. We're all going to disappoint each other. You know, I always tell everybody we all have some Jerry Springer in us. So, you know, we have to let our expectations down a little bit and let people live. And our right stops where another person starts. If you have a problem with your brother, Matthew 18, follow the word. He gave us everything that we need to live in peace and to live in harmony and to be sustainable.
Well, it sounds like the people who are there, they're living together but also independently. Is that fair to say that?
Yes, it is. They are independent. They're the masters of their own land and their own household, but they are coming together to be neighbors, to be brethren, to minister to each other in these latter last days and to whoever the Lord sends to us. And we do have a spiritual authority, and that is the Holy Spirit, but at the same time, we all have to take the spiritual authority over the area of all of our Arkhaven land. We have to just simply give our blessing over it every day and resist the devil, demons and devils and all that Satan sends against us, and jointly in Jesus' name. And when we understand that, then we will allow this Holy Spirit to be the spiritual head lead over us all. I'm considered some ways to be the spiritual authority, but at the same time, I'm very standoffish about that. I will be doing that privately in my closet or with a small group of brethren who want to do it with me, but I'm never going to act like I'm in charge of anything. I am simply going to bless the land and see to it that we keep that attitude.
Right. Amen. Let's go with this, Scott. The people, you say a lot of different. So people are helping each other. If a person shows up there with no skills, but yet has the heart and the right place to desire to move there, I mean, can you help them adjust to that, or are they just on their own?
Oh yeah. The most valuable player at this point is a person willing to do whatever it takes. I mean, some days we need fence builders. Some days we need people to swing a hammer. Some days we need people to simply drive a vehicle. Some days we need people to chase cows from one place to another. Other days we need people to clean out stalls. Other days, you know what? We have electricians, carpenters, mechanics, welders, teachers, all the above, musicians that are all willing to make others that. And so everything is useful. There are many spokes in the wheel, and every spoke is useful. It all makes the wheel go round. And so there is no such thing as an unuseful person, just an unuseful attitude. And so if we all come together with an attitude that we'll do whatever it takes, then that's a home run. It takes everyone, and there are some that can't do anything, but they're still useful because, you know what, there are times when people just need to have a conversation. The transition is an emotional time, and for those that are out in the field working, they don't have time to have those conversations sometimes. So there's every person, no matter what age. We're starting to get different diversities in age. You know, our golden year people are so much needed because we need their wisdom. We need their encouragement. We need their life skills that they've learned to teach the women, to teach the children. We have vowed that we are going to do everything we can to have our own homeschool up by January, and so we're praying. We don't know how it's going to happen. We don't have to, but I know that the Father laid it on our heart, and we need it, so it's going to be done in Jesus' name. We are now starting to get commercial equipment that some that neighbors are donating. So the Father is starting to make things happen in a way that we never saw before.
Well, let's do this. You said you. Dang, and that was my next question to you, so stay with me. So all of a sudden here's 100 people and they're building farms or whatever, you know, how does that fit in with the local community? Are they really watchful of you? Or
that's a good one. That's a good one there, brother. And, you know, hardest thing is what you just said, because you're only as good as the people around you. And so, you know, the Father has been so gracious and given us favor with the great people in this area. And at first, there were rumors, there were fears, there were intrusions, but you learn the people. And the first thing that we did is we promised that we wouldn't stack people on top of each other, and we haven't. There were times that we had to make changes. There was times that we had to back up. But we have grown with these people, and we are valuable to them, and they are certainly valuable to us. And so we do whatever it takes to make ourselves useful and a productive citizen of the people that we're around.
Yeah, that's a big deal to be able to fit in like that, you know what I'm saying, and not be pulling over those cult down the street.
But
with that means
it's a maker or breaker. Yeah, yes. It's a maker or breaker. You will not survive as a community without the people around you. You will not.
Yeah. It seems like, though, you would be, with all the work and all that number of people, you'd be kind of a boost to the area, are you not?
We are. And listen, the Father has also shown us how to completely come out of Babylon and have our own economy. If we decide to start a business, and we have, then if only our neighbors shop there, it's a success. So through this process, the Father is showing us how to be truly sustainable and at the same time show patronage to businesses that are here, and then we become very valuable to them as well. Not that it's always about the money, but sometimes it is. And we want to sow in to the good people and the good area that we're in to show that we're just like them. We were called here like many of them. Understand that all over America right now, people are being called out of cities and out of the places that they are. They're being called out of Babylon. Just because we decided to get together makes us no different than the 10 times amount of people that are moving in beside us that are doing the same thing. And so understand that the climate that we're in was perfect for this, because we're not the only ones. We're just in a group. And you really can't tell it, because we're just a normal group of people that are growing a magnificent neighborhood that complements the area that we're in. So understand that we do things the right way. We believe in appreciation and depreciation. We believe that everything has to look right, the aesthetics. We want to do all of our work as we're doing it unto a king, because we are no king but King Jesus.
Yeah, amen. Ken, what are you going to think about all that?
Well, the one thing that I thought I would just add is that so many of the people who talk to me are really enthusiastic about both learning and teaching. They will admit, says, hey, I just don't know anything. I'm a city lady. I don't know anything about canning. I don't know anything about milking goats. Says, will somebody teach me? And I says, yes, you will have all the teachers you want. And that's a great conversation along with it. Then there are those who have all kinds of skills who tell me, says, I really look forward to sharing my skills. Will I have an opportunity to do that? And I said, I think you'll have plenty of opportunity to do that. And what's more, your skills, especially people are electricians and computer professionals and internet professionals and so on, they're going to be really helpful to an awful lot of people. But they're over most people's heads, but certainly mine. But the point is that we have so much diversity, and they're so willing. They come in saying they want to teach and to learn. So the spirit is just amongst these people. It just amazes me.
Yeah, and it sounds great. Believe me, I've over the years, you know, I have experienced cult farms and things, and even investigated, and we won't go into who or where or what, but this is definitely not no cult. In fact, I want to, every time I hear you guys talk about it, I keep wanting, you know, I feel this unction in me. I want to jump up and you know, get right down there and see what
you should.
Well, I'm going to.
we'd love to have you come and visit. Yes. I'll come forever.
Well, I had a little setback that kind of my walking around about a little bit, but you guys are going to be surprised. I'm going to show up down there with the wife. We're going to see what's going on. You know, I got to make sure everything's on the up and up for radio, don't you think?
Absolutely.
Yeah, isn't it?
Well, amen. So, okay, so we're to the part of the program. We got about 3 minutes left. So, what's the process? If somebody like tonight hears us on radio and feels the unction from the Holy Spirit that this is where I'm supposed to be, what do they do?
Well, you can do two things. You can get on arkhaven.org and follow the yellow brick road that's there, or you can also call 1-833-ARK-HAVEN, 1-833-ARK-HAVEN, and we've now expanded, and we have administrators that will show you exactly how to get to Brother Ken first. That's the step. You got to get to Brother Ken before you talk to Brother Scott, and that's just the way we roll. And then the process will start. It's just that simple. We want to make sure that prayerfully and fasting that you know that the Holy Spirit is telling you to come out of Babylon, and that you know that the Holy Spirit is telling you to come here. Unfortunately, we don't have time for spectators and for people that are just curious. It's not a bad thing. It's just we simply don't have time. But we want the people that are meant to be here to be here. Just simply call. Brother Ken is going to have the conversation with you that's needed, and then we just go from there.
Yeah, amen. That's wonderful. And you know, it's established by two or more witnesses. And so two independent witnesses, you know, with you, Scott, and with Ken. That's the process, but then again, we have to trust the Father. You know what? I don't have a large testimony about this, but I do have. I found Ken online about, like he said, about 9 years ago, and I just asked him to be on radio, and I was hit right at that time with that. You know, I just believed in it from the first, and I just couldn't shake it off. So I kept calling him back and calling him back. I knew that I was supposed to be involved, and every time I talked with Ken on the radio. You know, I just felt closer and closer to him, and while I've never seen Ken face to face, I feel like he's been my brother forever. You know, I feel like it was preordained that I must have a partner.
And Pastor Dan, I'd like to say thank you. I can't tell you the amount of people that come to us through your podcast, and that's one of the first questions we ask. How did you hear about Arkhaven? And we were so blessed to have you. Plugged into us, and thank you so much for all you do.
Well, amen. I'm doing it for the Father, but amen. I'm here to help in any way that I can. I just, you know, it's one of these things that I feel real led. It goes beyond being led. It's just like the ministry that I am. I know that I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing with our ministry of the Mission Church, and I know that I'm supposed to be helping you folks. I'm supposed to help the Arkhaven Vision, and so that's a great thing. Ken, we got about 2 minutes left. I'd like to split it up. Ken, well, you got any final words for the people?
Just one little last thought, because I always advise everybody to come and see, because if the Holy Spirit is leading you, you need to come and get confirmation. And when you're actually on the land and seeing the people and are hearing the testimony of it all, the Holy Spirit will speak to you, yea or nay. So no, I'm calling you someplace else, or yes, I am calling you here, and there will be a definite confirmation in your spirit if you're a spirit-led person. So I advise that, because that's what I did in 83 when the Lord told me to move to Northwest Arkansas. I spent a couple of years coming and making trips here to see if the Lord could confirm it and put things together so that I know, yes, the Lord put me here, and my testimony is on my website. It's absolutely incredible. A scriptwriter for a movie couldn't come up with a more astonishing life.
Yeah, amen. Well, I appreciate having on, Ken. As I told you, I'm going to call you next week. We're going to talk over the phone about some things and then after about what goes on this week. Scott, any final words from you?
No. The land's going fast. No kidding. It's not a sales pitch. I don't want to sell anything. The land is not for sale. The land is for people that are called, but it is going quick, and that is a fact. If we have, unless the Father has more plans, and I don't put him in any type of box, there won't be any land left in 60 to 90 days. So if you do feel the leading of the Holy Spirit, do not procrastinate. And come with a smile on your face, and we'll take care of you the best that we can.
Okay. Well, amen. Well, I love both you brothers, but I got to say goodbye and shalom to you. Goodbye and shalom, guys. All right.
Goodbye and shalom.
Okay, folks, that was from, that was talking about Ark Haven Division, you know. Pray about it. But, you know, if you're being led, the time is growing shorter. Some doors are closing. Anyway, you must remember that there is only one true God. He is your Father. He is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Who is his Son? His Son is Yeshua HaMashiach. He gave his life for repented sins, and he rose after 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth. And through him, and only through him, is the way to the Father. Remember, always be a blessing to others. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. That's praying for Yeshua's return, because there'll never be any real peace until he returns. Lord our God, Father, King, Universe, ask in Yeshua HaMashiach's name that, Father, you would bless and keep them, and that your face would shine upon them, and that you would be gracious to them and give them peace like no one or nothing else can. Until next Thursday, this is Pastor Dan saying goodbye and shalom.
You've just heard the Messiah's Branch broadcast featuring Pastor Dan. To contact Dan on the internet, go to messiahsbranch.org. To write to Dan, send a note to Messiah's Branch, 230 West 4th Street, Florence, Kansas, 66851. Tune in next time for Messiah's Branch.